Matador. Coinciding with the years of El Cordobés' establishment and until the early 70s, economic development improved, albeit irregularly, the standard of living of the population improved, and a middle class was formed. The first demands for freedom and social equality were starting to be heard. El Cordobés keeps packing the bullrings and has become a social phenomenon. Inquisitive onlookers flock to the hotels where he stays and dresses before leaving for the bullring. He did not follow the traditional order of the dressing ritual, and before finishing, he would allow journalists, photographers, and visitors to enter the room. Clothed in his bullfighter's costume, he would commend his soul to God with the uncertainty of glory or death waiting in the bullring. Such an afternoon was the 25th of May 1963, when El Cordobés, promoted by Antonio Bienvenida, became a fully-fledged bullfighter at the Tejares Bullring in Córdoba, ending his stretch as a novice and becoming a matador. It was a social and tourist event which attracted thousands of visitors from all over the city of Córdoba. El Cordobés ended the 1963 season at the Jaén Festival. He attended the event to support Vicente Perucha in his alternative, a fellow sufferer in novice fights, driven by his generous heart. A heart that led him to fight in many cancer charity festivals and to help the underprivileged. At the end of 1963, he packed his bags and crossed the Atlantic Ocean on his first American tour through Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Mexico. He filled every venue where he won over the audience. He not only took the image of a different bullfighter to America, but that of the new Spain as well. He not only took the image of a different bullfighter to America, but that of the new Spain as well. On his return from America, he kicked off the Spanish season at the Valencia Festival bullfights in March 1964. On the 20th of April that year, he cut off two ears and a tail at the Maestranza in Seville. The crowd make him take three laps around the arena, and for many, it was the performance of the century. May 20th, 1964, was the date set for El Cordobés' confirmation as a matador. It was during the San Isidro Festival in Madrid at Las Ventas Bullring. Television sales soared a week before the event. Bars with TV sets sold seats to the spectacle, and the bullfight was watched by 20 million viewers. That afternoon, El Cordobés came face to face on the arena with Impulsivo, a bull weighing over 500 kilos that pierced his left thigh with his horn, 5 centimeters from severing his femoral artery and taking his life. He gored me twice in the groin. And there I was, just stuck there. And that horn, it burned and burned. But believe me, that doesn't hurt much. The pain, the real pain, comes later when it cools down. But at the time, your body is tense, stressed, and that's how it is. You know, if bulls had rubber horns, we'd all be bullfighters. His unorthodox bullfighting style not only broke away from tradition, it was also risky. Loeches, Bilbao, Valencia, Murcia, Mallorca. In Granada, he was given his last rites after being gored in the right thigh. But the bull was not the only danger. His technique had many supporters and detractors among connoisseurs. He was criticized by traditionalists and acclaimed by the avant-garde. But the fact remains that he changed the art of bullfighting. He invented a new way of bullfighting with his breaking down of the flags, twirling passes, and frog jumps. I never learned, because this never ends. I mean, this is continuity. I never learned anything. I just did what I thought I had to do. I cut across a lot of lines and received a great deal of blows, until I got to stand my ground. I've grappled with these animals. Some said I didn't know how to bullfight. See, if I have a lettuce stall and you have another one, I put my lettuce on the stall and people buy them. But if no one buys them, then the slugs eat them. Do you get it? Or don't you? Well, there you are.
Te la comes la babosa, ¿te enteras o no te enteras? Pues ya está.
In 1965, he went back to America and confirmed his alternative on the 7th of February at the Monumental Plaza in Mexico. On May 9th, at a charitable bullfight organized by him for the Spanish Association Against Cancer, he inaugurated the Coso de los Califas de Córdoba. But there were also bad afternoons, such as on the 13th of June at the San Fermín Festival in Pamplona, where he went through the paces under a barrage of cushions. However, 1965 was another record-breaking year, with 111 bullfights in one season. His fame was growing, as was his fee, something he had fought for with the entrepreneurs since his novice days. Shortly after beginning the 1967 season, El Cordobés had a dream where he died gored by a bull and decided to retire. On the 6th of February of that year, soon after announcing his retirement and fearing the repercussions on the business, the top bullfighting entrepreneurs of the time turned up at his estate, Villalobillos, to talk him out of it. That evening, El Cordobés was witness to the power he had both in the bullring and in the boardrooms. The pillow on which he slept when he had the dream that led to his retirement bore witness to his return, where both he and the entrepreneurs signed the agreement of his comeback. And he did it on a grand scale at the San Isidro Festival in Madrid on the 24th of May, 1967. He continued bullfighting in 1968, and in 1969 he severed ties with the entrepreneurs. Once again, El Cordobés surprised everyone with the Campaña de los Guerrilleros. He formed a duo with Palomo Linares and spent the 1969 season touring villages and performing in second-class bull rings. In 1970, he restored relations with the entrepreneurs and fought in 121 bullfights that season. On the 13th of June, 1971, he reached the height of his career when he participated in the so-called Bullfight of the Century. It was in Jaén and was the first bullfight broadcast from Spain via satellite to every corner of the globe. The orphan who one day left Palma del Río had managed to enter every home in the world. On September 21st, 1971, he decided to take a well-earned break and would not return to bullfighting until 7 years later, on the 4th of March, 1978, at the Maestranza in Seville. Over this long interval, Spain had undergone considerable change. Franco died on the 20th of November, 1975, and democracy was established. From then on, El Cordobés alternated rest periods with comebacks, until that fateful afternoon of the 14th of September, 1981. Fernando Villarroel, a spontaneous, seeking his dream of becoming a bullfighter, jumped onto the arena. The bull he challenged, called Sospechoso, gored him to death in the side and neck. That long-ago afternoon of the 28th of April, 1957, came to everyone's mind when a youngster called Manuel Benítez leaped onto the arena to risk his life for a dream. Who knows what thoughts ran through El Cordobés's mind, but after that appalling incident, the most unique bullfighter ever to set foot in an arena retired. Press pause.